In testimony to a U.S. Senate subcommittee, Gilson said the epidemic has been largely a problem in white communities, especially rural areas of Ohio, West Virginia, and the Mid-Atlantic states.
That used to be largely a Caucasian majority of upwards of 85% of victims. However, this is changing now, and it seems almost with purposeful intent. Cocaine is now being mixed into the fentanyl distribution and the analogs of fentanyl in an effort to introduce these drugs into the African-American community.
Gilson called the crisis a, quote, slow-moving mass fatality event. He says local communities need more help in treatment, prevention, and in finding enough pathologists to adequately measure the death toll to track where the epidemic is spreading and what measures are most likely to stem it. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.